This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bishop Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right. We're going to open the phone lines up at 11. Blame pie going to be significant. You know, it's a big week for pie. Pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, apple pie. It's Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
Blame pie is going to be significant. I just tweeted this out, B, and I'm curious if you agree with me. I've really tried to be measured this season. And especially the last couple weeks, I've been saying, listen, they got the Cowboys and the Titans at home. Like, there's still plenty of winnable games. There's a lot going on here. And I think it's important to point out they still have five games left. Even after yesterday's loss, they're five and a half point favorites against Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Tennessee just played their best game of the year, by the way. Keep an eye on that. But right now, they'd be in the wild card. They've still shown so much growth. If you go back in time to July, I was saying the most important thing Washington can get is clarity at the quarterback position. I think they have that. Mm-hmm. There's obviously still significantly more rebuilding that needs to happen. I think you need more offensive weapons. There's a lot of things that need to be required, right? So I'm trying to take the big picture, long view of this. But first time I will say, fans have a right to be pissed off about yesterday. That yesterday was a different beast than everything that had happened prior to that. I think you saw a team really underperform. And I think Dan Quinn's got to own this one. I think Kingsbury's got to own this one. Joe Witt's got to own this one. Like,
I think they all have. I don't think anybody's running away from the fact that they played hard.
I don't either. I'm just saying, like, but this is the first time they weren't outclassed. They weren't outmatched. They just lost.
Yeah. It lost. But I think the ultimate thing is, I don't think any one of them made us get in front of the skis or put the cart before the horse. We did that on our own by thinking the playoffs and the Super Bowl and all that type of stuff. But
if you get to 7-2, I think a playoff conversation is fair. It's
fair to have the conversation. But you also got to realize there's a lot of football left.
Yeah.
And they got to play the games. And we can't get to a point where just because we won a few games that we are now, we're invincible. No, we're not invincible against any team that we're going to play. Tennessee come along. I watch how well they played yesterday. So don't sit there and look at the record and see what gives people false sense of hope, what the damn point spread is. Everybody saw 10.5. I saw a team that plays us tough every time we play. And we normally play them tough sometimes when we're the bad team. So ultimately, we got to learn that the point spread and all the gambling aspect and all the fantasy football has nothing to do with the real football. And we get caught up in that sometimes and we forget about looking at the actual field of play and find out what the truth is. You get fooled by all those numbers and things like that.
No disagreement. I worked with this dude for a while who I think I've laughed and joked about this over the years that there is a industry built. Like, you know why, like, shampoo and all that stuff was created? So companies could sell stuff. Like, technically, you don't necessarily need all that, but, like, it's become this huge industry, right? Mm-hmm. What has happened with analytics and DVOA, like, all of these advanced metrics for football?
It makes everybody think they're smart.
Well, it's created.
That's what it does.
It's created a cottage industry where people are making money out of telling you how complex football is, mm-hmm. right? If you can run the ball and then stop the run, you got a real chance of winning every game you're in, no matter how complex life is, right? If you win,
and what is football today?
Any football player will tell you that.
Yeah.
Like even a dude like Kirk Cousins, who's probably the most analytically process-driven person I've ever had a lot of interaction with, mm-hmm. will tell you, yeah, we got to win the line of scrimmage. It's not that complicated. Mm-hmm. Washington hasn't been able to stop the run, and they haven't been able to run the ball. And all of a sudden, it's a mess for them.
Totally.
I think, you know, and if you look at Tennessee coming up, Tony Pollard runs the hell out of the football. And
yes,
that's a Bill Callahan product down there. It's his son coaching him, but Bill's on the staff. It's going to be – that is no cakewalk.
They like to, they like running the football. We know that.
But, Brian, obviously right now the issue is – I think yesterday there were a lot of issues. I thought special teams – can I ask you something before we forget? Seibert said it post-game, and then Dan Quinn doubled down on it. When the late kickoff return touchdown by Kevontae Turpin, that was the plan. Is they wanted to force a return. They wanted a dirty kick where he's got to get his hands on it around the goal line. The guy's electric, and he's shown that for seasons now.
Yeah,
I'm not sure I love that strategically. Do you think that strategically that was the play because they were worried about Seibert's ability to get it out of the back of the end zone? Or do you think strategically that was the decision? Because to me, there's two different things. Like,
I think kicking the ball on the ground was a decision because it normally slows down the operation. But you know what it also does? And many people don't get this as a returner. When that ball bounces, the people running down normally slows up.
Right.
It's a natural tendency for them to do it. But still, if the guys stayed in their lanes, and what happens when the ball bounces, it throws off timing, and guys get antsy. So I don't know if they had practiced it or they just made a decision at that moment, because I saw guys starting to cross face. And he, when he made the spin, he had it. Nothing was there. But I also saw a guy hit right in the back, right where he was, and the referee never saw that one either. But ultimately, you have to stay in your lane even more when the ball hits the ground. Because if you start crossing and getting in other people's lane, you know what you do? You run into other guys. You cause pileups for yourself, and you leave openings in the background. And that's exactly what they did.
It's I don't know. I'm not going to kill them for any decision-making with Seibert whatsoever. He was really, really, really good for 6-7 weeks. And eventually, if a guy's hurt, you bring him back. You got to bring him back. And they watched him in practice. It's not like they didn't go through this. But it, to me, was very obvious, damn near immediately. I don't know if it's lingering effects of the injury or something happened, wasn't right, but something wasn't right. And I think late in that game, I can't, and you're right, and this was Dan Quinn's point over and over yesterday, was that it's execution. If players just execute, it looks different.
But once he missed that first one, you know that was on his mind.
Sure.
And that happens. And then the last one that he missed, the snap is just a little off.
It was quite off.
And it throws off timing, and it can mess you up. And I understand.
Did you hear?
People go, oh, just kick the damn ball. Everything ain't as simple as you think it is.
We played this on Sports Final last night on NBC4. Have you heard London, the radio call of the bad snap, missed extra point at the end of the game? London sounds like he's turning into the Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk. London Fletcher's like, bad freaking snap! It was pretty funny.
I heard at the beginning of the game, though, when Dallas kicker picks, Bram in London. Yeah, he's just the best kicker in the league. Boom.
Right.
That's the way
that kicker is good. He is good everywhere but Northwest. He doesn't like Landover. Sorry, Jeff. He probably wants a stadium back at RFK, too. So two questions for you. And I want to be clear that late in that game, normally I 100% think it's a kick the extra point, play for overtime, you're at home. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, 98 times out of 100. I would have had some pause, though, in that moment, considering how Seibert had been kicking in that game. Would you have gone for two there, try to get your boys to win it on the field?
Listen, I'm not going to question that, because I know if they win for two today, we're going to have a ton of people being pissed that they went for two.
I'm saying, normally, I think kicking is the right call.
I felt that you had just had that big touchdown. Kick this extra point, move on.
Yeah.
You know?
But you just said after he missed the first one, you were like,
after he missed the first, I know he's thinking about it, but what I was saying that for is, you're thinking about it, then the snap is bad?
Yeah.
Now, Tress got it up and down quickly.
Right.
You know, but normally that kicker, when he starts to step, he sees that bad snap, it changes his timing. It makes him speed up or either slow down. And then he throws off his rhythm. You know, and I'm not making an excuse for him because, hell, that's what his job is to make it. But the ultimate thing is Tress got the ball down quick enough. But that ball just being inside off a little bit, it threw him off. You get that? But think about it.
That was a dead pull the whole way.
Everybody was thinking that getting to this playoff, into the overtime, and let's see what happened. I didn't expect the next kick to go to the house, though.
No. I understand kicking the extra point. I think, ideally, the full context. Like, there's some people that are going to say, oh, you always go for it, period. I'm not one of those. I think the full context with the kicker missing some kicks makes it a little more interesting. I'm not sure I agree with the thought of giving Turpin a return earlier, just because he's an electric playmaker. But I'm not sure. I think we'll never get this answer officially. I don't know that they believe Seibert can get it out of the back of the end zone. That's kind of the knock on him, is the leg strength. And so that's why they went for the dirty kick there, is to try to force the return.
I don't know.
And then the onside kick, can you go forward with Seibert right now after yesterday? The onside kick's completely on him and coverage. But
on who? Seibert?
Yeah. I mean, that's what he said after the game.
Well, that's what everybody says. I mean, I saw Revo say it was his fault.
Revo was emotional.
You kick
an
onside kick. Once you kick the ball, you can't also cover it. So you got guys running. I know what teams teach the return.
What
team.
He said is that he put it right to the guy, and he should have made a move.
But step across the line of scrimmage. When he steps across that 10-yard area, you can't hit him until he touched the ball. Well, once they saw him step across it, somebody has to have the wherewithal to say, don't pass him. And they ran right past him. You saw everybody in the middle ran right past him. So at that point, you just gave him a free run. Because you also ran past the football.
Have you ever seen a house call on an offside kick?
Yes. Several times.
Wow. That was.
They happen. When that thing bounced straight to somebody.
It's a live ball, dude.
You running past them. You better know to slow it down a little bit.
What a wacky game. Shout out to our guy Mike Beasley, who had the under in that game. Looked like money in the bank.
It was great. Until the end.
Money in the bank.
Wow.
Let's run through some of what DQ said after the game. Phones at 11. Peter Rosenberg joining us at 12:30. He was at the game yesterday.
Peter.
Woo! What a day. B. Mitch and Finley.